Cream de la cream on the line. We're very excited to have this conversation, man. This one is Unathi. It's called Where Thembi Sile. It's the Big Zell on air. Rise FM Drive. We got King Ginger on the line. Puti, kunjani mfowethu?
Baba one, it's about that time. It's going crazy.
It's going bananas.
Rise FM. Hello, guys. Ninjani.
Spilile mfowethu. Spilile. Cream de la cream.
My brother.
Man, I've been following you, doing your thing. You know, let's go to London. Ube suzo hati niyazana.
Baba, we do know each other. Start from now going forward. In Jefferson, ngabangu to sung landele enough, and you know who uti lente bofuno giyazu suya yaz.
Danko. Bafo, ngibe disappointed kakhulu uma ngeza ukuthi awuseze eMbombela. Yini ekwenza ukuthi ungaseze eMbombela? Kuthiwe mangithi ngicela ningilungisele ningitholele uKing Ginger. Ngikhuluma neproducer yami uthi no, ngimtholile. In fact, he's coming to Mbombela. What happened now? Ngoba bengithi uzolungisa isimo ngapha.
Ngithanda ukuxolisa nje kakhulu. I would like to apologize. You know how much I love the beautiful seats of Nelspruit. Embombela bafowethu ngiyanithanda kakhulu, and no time ngilitholayo from that side. It's truly amazing. I want to apologize. Kuzolunga maduze. Khona la ngaqondanga khona. Ngixolise nje. Nami ngasho ngathathela izinto phezulu. I really wanted to come, but ngiyalungiswa. I'm going to be that side very soon. And when I come, first thing first, nje ngize studio, ngizobe ngilive.
Nice one.
Yes, I promise.
Nice
I
one.
I promise.
Nansi ke into bafu. You know, ngiyawubheka lomsebenzi wakho, ne? Ngithi, la, lomsebenzi lo, it must be one of the most dangerous jobs to do. Because I'm imagining you coming across this couple, especially utholi auti, iyayithanda imedia ayo. But le auti, inobugubu ntshentshe phakathi.
Uyabona? Yes, yes.
Lento yakhe inomjolo phakathi. And then, so uyafika-ke wena, u-exposer lomjolo. Have you not ever gotten into serious trouble where somebody says, "Mine yami intombi uzoyibuyisa"?
Yabo, first, ngikutshela iqiniso, ngifuna ukuyiqala kahle lento. Kunama episodes
engingawazi. Angapublishwanga.
Yes, kunama episodes engingawazi. Kunama episodes engingasoze nawazi. Kuney'ndaba nokulimala kwami engingasoke nakwazi. But I wanna put it out there ukuthi umuntu nje, wonke umuntu usuke ungazi ukuthi u-expecteni. We always try ukuthi sipheke kuqala ukuthi khonani lana kuwena around your waist. Maybe you might be carrying a gun, you will never know. Or you might be carrying something. We do that a lot. We follow you in a position where I feel good. No, I'm safe. Ngicabanga ukuthi kuyoba yimpama nje nalokho uma ngibamba. But
yeah.
I think, you know, so I do that. And another thing, most of the time, njengoba uyibona, sometimes I go to e-youth because kusuke kusa umjolo wano fresh, uyabona, and then I usuke ngekho ready ukuthi the king might pull up, uyayibona le. But it is very dangerous, and especially for me, noma ngiye emoli, noma mhlawumbe ngihambela ngedwa on my off day, people always try to give me that with yeyi wena, you know, yeyi wena.
Ungakulinga lapha kakwini.
You know that yeah, wena that says yes, I'm not calling.
Yeah.
Let me hear you say no, yeah, wena.
Kunate ngai notice, ne? Watching all these episodes, I watch them religiously. Like ngiyabukela nomuntu wesimame ebengihlelisele naye uzoyangibheka ukuthi wena wathanda la lento le kangaka.
Obsessed.
But one of the things I picked up was that when you target your couples, most of the time, in fact, all the time, the episodes I've seen, you are targeting couples that are walking by foot.
Yes.
And would I be correct by saying you do that for your own safety?
Of course. And remember, if you're traveling by foot, I get all the time to assess you. I need to assess you. I need to follow you. I need to agree with Umusa, Novusi, Uguti. Guys, are we sure this one? Because abanye nibasaba ungumusaza athi kumina ndimani kanti why are we here? Because we are here to make sure. No, but that word I get, you understand. So it's always better by foot because we get a distance to follow each other, and I get to prepare myself. It's okay. Now lava read manje. I think now it's time. And then tapping in Linda ngaphambili or kamuva sengihamba ngemuva. I know the things that I would say if the direction is going up, and I know up there is a mall. Already we're talking about the mall so that I can move with you going forward.
Now do you ever get to a point where you're feeling like Iban, this content is getting tired? Mhlawumpe is Kat Sale channel with this direction might be coming to an end, or do you feel Uguti, there is still room within South Africa for you to do this type of work?
This is just the beginning. I just want to say that people just discovered all of this now, and me na putu ami, I'm a bit old nyana. I grew up watching Ichitas in Zokazi. I grew up watching Cheetahs. At home, we had SAPC channels, as we all know, yeah, I understand. So Cheetahs is on all the time. And I grew up watching it. I saw how Joey, the presenter at that time on Cheetahs, how he handled the situation. And I want to tell you something, my brother. South Africa in cool, angakafiki indawo. I just came to Mpumalanga kancane nakhona, and I'm still coming a lot. There are sites engakathinti khona, and enyinto abantu bangayibuki this thing as something that is negative. Bangathi abantu uKing Ginger uyabulala. At the end of the day, we need to come back to ama facts. Ama facts ayehla. Abantu abasa yabona nje o teenage break bangisaba ngabi yabona lapha bazama nje uganga bebancane sekuyangisaba because they know ukuthi Uncle Ginger is watching us. If I walk in front of abantu abadala ngihamba no boyfriend whoever ngimbambe ngesandla, Uncle Ginger might be watching us. So it's things like that. Also on this show is I'm trying to educate abantu ukuthi guys, we need to calm down. We need to calm down. Then kids must focus in school. That's why sometimes I come across with a lot of my students from these universities, your Wits, your UJ here in Johannesburg. But that is not the point. You need to focus in school. You need to be doing better things. It's coming. I understand a lot. So in another way, it's an awareness. Sometimes did you guys use a condom? It's a very important question nowadays. Did you use it? Because if you didn't, if your life is risky.
Ngiyakuzwa baba. Before ngukhulula fowethu njengoba isikhathi vele sisemsakazweni siyashaya. Nansi indaba engifuna ukuyazi. Ikhona na imali laphiana ku YouTube. I will tell you why I'm asking this, ne? I'm asking this because a couple of years ago, I think a decade ago, about a decade ago, Google released an article that communicated the fact that Africans at the time were not documenting their history, telling their own stories. It was a European thing, an American thing, a Chinese thing, a Russian thing. It was those worlds that were actually on the internet, on the YouTube. But now it is different. We're seeing ama YouTube channels from the most rural of South Africa to the cities. People are documenting everything everywhere.
Everything.
So it's beautiful to see, knowing what Google once told us. But we are seeing around the world YouTubers living the most softest life possible. Is this the trajectory? Is this happening in South Africa? Ikhona impilo na ngokuthi nje ubheke u YouTube wenze content.
What a beautiful question, and I hope wonke umuntu is listening right now, my brother. We are very very lucky ukuthi sibekule generation yokuthi we realized ukuthi yes, YouTube it's paying. And also another thing what I want to tell you is that, yes, YouTubers are living a soft life, but you must remember where we come from. It's very, very hard for South Africans to jump into a soft life and live it, because thina siphuma somewhere, melilungisa iqale ekhaya, melilungisa amaphutha ekweletu obenawo. So whatever the income that you get, you need to start by fixing your past, you understand, mfowethu. So kuyaphileka mfowethu, as long as you're going to treat it like umsebenzi, nayo izokutreat njengomsebenzi, because laphana kumele ukuthi ube consistent. You must treat it like TV. TV ayikwazi ukudisappoint. Uma ithengo 8 kudlala i-generation, iyadlala. Manje ngeke uthi wena kuzodlala iphinde ingadlali. Uma uthe ngo 5 uKing Ginger kuzobe elive kwi-Rise FM, people will listen. And then sengasekho uKing Ginger, now you are disappointing your people and ama-clients akho azobaleka. So if you treat it like work, it treats you like work. People are living, my brother. I can tell you about my friends. They're driving nice cars. They're living in nice houses. They have businesses. But no one will tell you that, because siyasaba. No, my brother, it's true. There is life there. There is. It changed my life. It changed my life.
Cream, yeah. Tell a cream.
My brother.
Bafo, my brother. Thank you so much for spending time with us and really sharing. I think our conversation has been quite fun and educational at the same time. We are anointing you a friend of the Rise FM Drive. You'll be hearing from us a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Talking for it.
Before, please do follow King Ginger at King Ginger _ SA on Instagram and King Ginger SA on Facebook and TikTok. And guys, I just released a piano single. It's called Emojis. It's in all digital platforms. I love you so much. Thank you, Rise FM. Until we meet, okay?
I submit, Telengoma, daughter. Maybe we can check it out next week right here on the show. We've got a feature called Banger or Flop, where we're introducing brand new music. Our listeners decide whether or not they love the music. So, it's too many emails. See you, Father.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Danko.
Bye, guys. Danko, Baba Wabi.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is King Ginger, Cream Della Cream. Go YouTube, Baba Ute, it's in the Kamala channel.